But right now we have an exclusive scoop, Fun Dip. I'm very excited about this. An exclusive scoop with the newly just announced, people don't even know appointed, but we have him before he's been appointed, Obama's Ebola czar. Thank you so much, sir, for being a guest on the show.
Hello. I'm really happy to be on your show. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. Now, actually, we didn't even get your name, Mr. Ebola czar, but how should we be referring to you?
My name is James.
James. Okay, that's pretty. Yes. That's a pretty generic name. Thank you, James, for calling in. So, okay,
I try not to say my last name on the air.
I can imagine it would be uncomfortable, especially when you're dealing with something as volatile as Ebola. So, listen, this is obviously a big story, James, or Mr. James, I guess I should say. A lot of people are worried, are upset. How can we prevent, as Americans, being exposed to Ebola? How can we keep it from spreading?
Well, you know, it's very important to take preventative measures.
Sure.
In a situation like this. And, you know, you don't want people going off the wall and thinking that Ebola is just some crazy virus that's going to destroy the whole universe, because that's just truly not the case.
Okay.
So for preventative measures, you want to make sure that, you know, if you're going to eat food or, you know, after you go to the bathroom you know, come home from work, make sure that you wash your hands.
Okay. So washing hands, that's a good tip. That's always a good tip to start with. But what can you do to treat Ebola, let's say, once someone might have been exposed?
Well, say, you know, if you were in contact, direct contact with a person that had Ebola, I would say that portion of you that had the contact with the Ebola carrier, just make sure you get some warm water and some soap if you have it, and wash that area thoroughly.
Okay.
And make sure you wash your hands.
Make sure you wash your hands. It's always a good tip to remember. So thank you, Obama's Ebola czar, James, with some salient points here. What about the hazmat suits?
Oh, now the hazmat suits are a little bit of overkill.
Okay.
There's no reason to go that far. As long as you have perhaps some hand sanitizer or some soap, you should be really fine.
Okay. So, and with the soap, one would wash their hands.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, you just got to take precautions, you know, just make sure when you go to the bathroom, you do your usual deal and finish up with, you know, some wet wipes.
And what would that prevent?
Oh, that's just a better way to do things. It's just a better lifestyle.
This is true.
Which bathroom, though?
Yeah.
Any bathroom you're in, just make sure, you know, you do your thing and wash your hands.
Right. Dry, wet, then dry again is the rule. They're doing those commercials now with Charmin, I think it is. Okay. How did the nurses, clarify this for us since you're the authority on the issue. How did the nurses catch the Ebola virus, James?
Well, it is in my expert opinion that probably these nurses were working in a close environment with the patient, and during that time that they were working with the Ebola patient, they probably did not have access to soap or water or hand sanitizer, and I'm guessing that they did not wash their hands.
Okay. That's my guess as well. So what would your advice be for any travelers, maybe?
If you're traveling around, if somebody's coughing around you, you know, just tell them to cover their mouth. You know, vampire cough into your sleeve, and tell them to wash their hands.
Tell them to wash their hands. Okay. I'm seeing a recurring theme here. So I guess you would say that's probably the most important point. Let me ask you this. With Ebola, okay, so I've got some facts here in front of me. Let's put it this way. Since we have you here, I don't want to put you in the hot seat, but I kind of do have to put you in the hot seat. The current Ebola outbreak, right, is now the most widespread and intense in West Africa. So this is kind of an outbreak that we haven't seen before. Travel warnings have been issued for Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone, main entry points to the United States, screen-free Ebola cases. You know, we know the virus that causes it. I mean, this is a symptom here of something that could be pretty serious. Forgive my term, using the term symptom here. I mean, what do you say to all that? When Americans say we're concerned, this seems like a big deal.
Well, you know, the people in America, they like to make a big deal out of everything. You know, sure there are people dying, but things aren't as bad. You know, if these people in third world countries, they don't have a lot of soap, they don't have a lot of water, they don't wash their hands that often. You know, it's not America. So my best advice to everybody in America is just wash your hands, take the proper precautions. And you'll be fine.
Okay. How is Barack Obama handling all of this, since you're working in such close relation to him?
Oh, he's handling it pretty well. I've been working close with him the last week. We've been talking about sure. the Ebola, and he asked me if it was okay to kind of go on with usual business, and he was very concerned about he had a party to go to in Hollywood with the Gwyneth Paltrow.
Of course.
And I said, don't worry about it. Go to your party. I got it handled. I'm going to tell people about the washing the hands thing, and it'll be fine.
Right. Okay. I guess that kind of gets us to concluding this interview here, James, because it doesn't seem like there's that much else to say. Have I missed something? It seems to me that as a czar, you might have a little more to offer the American people. Forgive me.
I wish I did. But it's a simple problem, simple solution. So, remember step one, you got water. Step two, you got soap, if you have it. And, step three, wash your hands.
Okay. So the three steps. We got the three steps. Well, thank you so much, James. We appreciate you taking the time very, very much, quite a bit of time, actually, to give us a point that that I'm sure you deem to be very important. So thank you. I don't know if we needed a whole segment on that. But thank you, James. Barack Obama's Ebola czar, people. We will be back after the break with your phone calls.